Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Coddington County will seek to be part of a presidential disaster declaration due to damage from heavy rain in September. Jim Sutton is the county's emergency manager.
We surveyed the townships and the county highway department for damages due to excessive rain during the period of September 9th to September 26th. We had a threshold of approximately $103,000 that we had to exceed in order to even be considered for assistance from a disaster declaration. And we far exceeded that. We had two townships and the Coddington County Highway Department. Between the three entities, we far exceeded that threshold that we needed to request a disaster declaration request through the governor's office.
Sutton says the damage to one county highway is pretty severe.
County Road 8, which runs straight west from Compesca Lodge, basically. And as you go west on that gravel road towards the Long Lake area, there's one stretch of road that was underwater prior to September 9th. And during that period of September 9th to September 26th, that road went underwater, and they're having to build the road up in order to make it accessible for emergency vehicles and so forth to travel to respond to emergencies to people that live to the west there. And that particular road, it's going to be, the original estimate was about $165,000 that it cost to build that road up, but it's probably going to exceed that.
Requests for federal help from flooding this time of year are pretty much unheard of.
You know, this has been a year like no other. No one can remember, the Big Sioux River being as high as it is, or the lakes and the ponds and the sloughs having this much water in them at this time of the year. We would be far better off if Lake Compesca was 24 inches under full right now, rather than being over full.
If the disaster declaration is approved, the federal government would pay for 75% of the repair bills. The state would cover 10%. The Watertown City Council has okayed a tax on more than 150 downtown property owners to help pay for a new downtown park. The vote last night was 6-3 in favor. The tax will be 0.2% of the assessed property value. Revenue from the tax will help pay for the $2 million park just west of the Senior Center on East Camp Avenue. Councilman Jason Rademski was one of the three no votes.
I don't want the downtown to be divided by a special tax. I think that everybody has a stake in this community. If we start taxing people with different taxes, it may come down to what area of town you live in as to what's going to be done in that town. I just don't want this to set a precedence as for what this could lead to in the future.
The park is expected to include a bandshell and splash park and will remain open in the winter for ice skating. The council action stipulates that the city has to award a contract to construct the park by the end of 2021, or the tax revenue they collect will be refunded to downtown property owners. Watertown now has a title sponsor in place for next year's 4th of July fireworks show at the Redland Arts Center. City Attorney Matt Roby announced the details at last night's City Council meeting.
The past few months, ReliaBank has approached the city and asked that they ask us to partner with them for the 2020 4th of July event, the terms of which would require them to pay us $25,000 to be the title sponsor of the event. That would preclude us from going out and seeking additional sponsors like we have in the past.
Even though ReliaBank will be the title sponsor, other sponsorship opportunities will still exist for other businesses.
I mean, the contract does allow for additional sponsors. They would have to be approved by ReliaBank. It gives ReliaBank the approving ability with their contribution. So obviously, they're probably not going to say yes to another financial institution, but if a different entity came forward to sponsor some aspect of it, they could they could allow that.
The sponsorship agreement was approved unanimously by the city council. Well, the first snowstorm of the season expected to arrive in South Dakota this week. The National Weather Service is already out with a winter storm watch from late Wednesday night through Friday morning for western and central parts of the state. Areas like Ipswich, Mobridge, Gettysburg, and Pierre are in that winter storm watch. Northeast South Dakota will not be impacted by the storm until the tail end of the work week.
Right now, in the Watertown area or Big Sioux Valley, really not expecting much in the way of any snow until perhaps Friday night. So you guys are going to be toward the end of the system as it moves off to the northeast. And right now, snow amounts are kind of hard to predict in that area, especially given that we're looking at some temperatures around freezing or maybe even a little warmer during the daytime period on Friday. So we'll kind of have to kick that can down the road a little bit yet before we can give a lot of details for your part of the state. But yeah, it's definitely going to turn nasty.
Forecaster Troy Kleffman says in central and western South Dakota, snowfall amounts could get pretty impressive.
Right now, we're thinking anywhere from maybe 6 to 10 inches, maybe locally higher amounts. It'll kind of depend how the system comes together. But for right now, that's what it's looking like through Thursday night, Wednesday night through Thursday night out in the Mo Valley. So, of course, if any of your listeners have travel plans to head west later this week, they might keep up with the forecast, and because it could be a kind of a nasty environment for travel as we get toward those days.
Blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility as winds could gust to 40 miles an hour. Well, fall colors are beginning to appear at Seechee Hollow State Park in northeast South Dakota.
The colors are starting to turn at Seechee Hollow. There's still a lot of green out there, though. We think the wet spring and summer that we had, and even the wet fall, is kind of delaying colors just a little bit. But the aspens and maples have all turned nice, bright yellows. The elm trees are just starting to turn. The oak trees, for some reason, are kind of just hanging on to their green. They have not started turning yet, but I suspect they'll be turning here pretty quick. But there's some beautiful colors out there right now.
Park manager Jason Tonsfeldt says some of the colors will disappear with the approaching wind, rain, sleet, and snow that's in the forecast, but he says good viewing opportunities will remain even after the storm has passed.
Robocalls. I hear about robocalls everywhere. And we have done some things on that front, and we hope to do more. A number of us attorney generals, I think around almost all 50, joined with 12 of the major phone companies, to make a deal, to make and streamline some of the process. And I think there's some positive developments that are going to start developing here on that front.
This is the time of year when the park sees the majority of its visitors.
This is actually the most popular time of year for folks to travel to Seechee Hollow. We receive 80% of our annual guests in this month and a half period during the color season, which is fantastic. And it's something we're trying to take advantage of with naturalist events like what we just had.
The park is located 15 miles northwest of Sisseton. Remember, you can get news anytime on our homepage online, gowatertown.net. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.